Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji. John Hockenberry is on assignment on the West Coast. Today, there are reports about the Obama administration's plan to limit pay to $500,000 for those executives at Wall Street companies receiving federal bailout money. It's a controversial issue with many Americans, including apparently President Obama, outraged by the $18 billion worth of bonuses Wall Streeters got for a dismal performance on the markets last year. Andrew Ross Sorkin, chief mergers and acquisitions reporter for The New York Times, has been covering the issue and joins us now. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
How's this idea of a cap going over in the financial world?
Well, it's not going over very well, frankly. And I think there's actually some serious questions about whether this is the right thing to do. The biggest issue being that we now, as shareholders in these companies, as taxpayers, have to figure out a way to incentivize these companies to actually do well. So not only do we want to make a stand in terms of how much people should make, and I think we all agree nobody should make too much, but at the same time, we want to make sure that the best people actually stay at these firms and do a great job. And that's sort of the balancing act we're up against.
Andrew, how much is too much, though? I guess that's really the question and what people have been reacting to. Should you get a bonus of millions and millions of dollars if your company stock is down 40% year to year?
There's absolutely no question that, the numbers were not only astronomical and mind-boggling, but probably wrong and way, way, way too high. The question is $500,000 limit you? And when you think about these firms, there's probably 10% of the top people are the most talented. And even in this horrible market, they may very well be able to get jobs at other places. And they may be, by the way, the biggest revenue producers at these places, even though some of these firms have lost money. And so the question then becomes, if you're going to lose your top 10% because you're going to limit it at $500,000 in a business where money is the business. I mean, that's one thing I think we sometimes forget. Other businesses, teachers, doctors, journalists, are not always in it for the money. When you talk about Wall Street, they're only in it for the money. That is the business. And so you have to start thinking about how do you actually incentivize these people and make them not only want to work there, but want to work there and do well at it.
Let's talk about one of your suggestions quickly, which is you say there are other ways to handle bonuses. Let's say pay regulators, for example. Explain that.
Well, you know, I was in Davos last week, and there was a very interesting and sort of provocative idea that emerged, which is, you know, regulators have really failed at this, whether it's Madoff or whether it's this larger economic problem. And why is that? I think one of the reasons may be that we're actually not attracting the most talented people to those jobs. The jobs don't pay that much. I mean, on a relative basis to the middle of America, they pay a lot. The head of the Treasury is going to make $190,000 this year, but that's compared to people who were at Goldman Sachs making $58 million. And so we really need talented, smart people in there. And potentially, maybe we should really think about how much they're getting, and maybe we need a bonus formula for them.
Bonus formula for regulators. Well, there's something to add into the mix. Andrew Ross Sorkin, as always, a great pleasure.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Andrew Ross Sorkin is the chief mergers and acquisitions reporter for The New York Times. He was talking about a unique way to look at bonuses, and perhaps regulators need them, seeing as the regulators have been in the middle of much of what's happened in the economy in the last year.